Welcome back to another episode of Brain Lemonade. It's summertime.
It's super summer. And we're like literally just starting to feel like it's been raining for like a month. And now it's
almost two, actually. Yeah.
And now it's just starting. It probably was almost 90, but
right.
At least knock on wood. This time last year, it was like 100 already.
Right. I'm just kind of glad that, we're in Colorado, if you don't know
or remember
that. Or if you're not from Colorado and are listening. It is usually in the hundreds all the time, 24/7 in Colorado during the summertime. And this year it's been unusually wet, which has been, oh my gosh, thank you.
It's been great, especially since our apartment doesn't really have, I mean, we have air conditioner and it keeps, if you think like 80 is comfortable, we can get it down to 80 when it's really hot in here, but like it gets balls hot in our apartment, and not having to really use the AC in the last like 3 weeks has been kind of nice, because it's just been so cool. And like when the afternoon storms come in and it's like nice and breezy, but that's not what we're not talking about the weather. We're talking about summer.
Because today is summer. Summer day. Summer starts, however it works.
The solstice.
The solstice, yeah. I don't know. I like the summer. It's a chance to, you know, wear shorts, tank tops. No, right. You know, everyone seems to be a little bit happier, even though we're all grumpy in our own way.
Right.
It's just, I guess, nice, if you will.
I feel like you have a way better, like, I'm not going to say, like, better summer memories, but considering you grew up on the beach, like, I feel like being near the water and everything, that's a sign of summer.
Right.
But, like, if, like, we have the mountains in Colorado, but, like,
I mean,
it's not beachy.
I've had my favorite or my fair share of memories of summer.
Right.
In both beach and mountains.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's nothing too bad. I know, I understand what you mean.
Right. Because when you think of summer, I don't think of mountains. I think of beach.
Hmm.
Or water, at least.
I guess it's true. But, like I said, the only things that are such a bummer out here is, like, we get set on fire.
Yeah.
That's a bummer. That's a bummer,
huge
for sure.
Bummer. And, like, yeah. So, I guess if we haven't really said, we're just going to talk about our summer things.
Summer, yeah.
Summer memories, summer snacks, summer, I don't know, things we like to do, things we want to do.
Did you ever have any summer camps growing up?
Sort of. I went to like summer church camps.
Oh, summer church camps.
For like a week, if that. There's a couple that were like in the mountains, and then when I lived in North Dakota, like there was a camp like on a lake.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I had one that I think I went to two or three times.
Not church camp?
Not church camp. It was called Camp Haywenta.
See, I always wanted to go to camp like on Parent Trap. I always wanted to go to like a summer camp.
Oh, so I guess that's another way Michigan's better. But that doesn't mean Colorado doesn't have any, right?
No, there has to be. It's just something I never got to do or knew about, right. So I never went.
Hmm. It's still, I mean, like, mine was, on a lake.
Yeah.
And I believe one of the times, like, if I was there, I think I was there for 4 days. Coy is my twin brother. We were in separate cabins.
Of course.
And the way Camp Haywenta works, it's basically like, think about them as people, it's hard to describe, like on their off season of college kind of thing.
Right.
Because we always had Australians, British people, Canadians. We had the funniest Canadian people, like just had our tables cracking. I don't want to say people, is that rude? Canadian citizens.
Canadians. Like,
and they were so funny, so good, so lighthearted that it, like, I feel like that's what kind of got to me more in the camp experience. And I remember one night we had to go, I think they pretended someone stole something and hid it in the woods
mm-hmm.
for us to all go separate and walk in the woods together.
And then they scare you?
No, it was just a wet, you know, we prepared them for all weathers. It's finally raining. Tell them to put their raincoats on with their flashlights, hats that they got, and go walk them through the woods, like... at night or whatever. That's how scary movies have started, by the way.
Right? I was going to say, I'm glad no one got murdered. That's crazy because, like, even at my, like, church camp when I was, like, 7 or 8, like, there would be one night where, you know, camp counselors, they got to, like, have their night off.
Right.
So they would go do stuff. And that's when they, like, fucked with the kids. Huh. They would, like, scratch on, like, the metal mesh on the windows and, like, make weird noises. And, of course, it's, like, girls' cabin, boys' cabin.
Right. Could,
like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
So they would come.
I don't remember girls on our side of the camp. Like, I think we did things separate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I remember being terrified by... the camp counselor's just messing with us kids.
I mean, I know, because I went there another time, I believe. My camping started after the school took us, I think.
Yeah.
And the school took us during the school year, and it was kind of, like, a little chillier, and we were there for 2 days.
Yeah.
The last day was a talent show.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of us, the group that I was in, we put... a sheet over us with a spotlight behind us and did, like, a fake operation on someone.
Oh,
so like... that they saw the shadow of the operation.
Like in Austin Powers.
Yeah, like in Austin Powers and, yeah. So that was pretty fun. I remember another one. I made a kite and I made a scary face on it.
Of course.
So on the second time I went, we did a... my cabin did a run over to the cabin next to us when it was, like, 1 a.m. Mm-hmm. I wasn't asleep by then. They're like, just go to sleep and we'll wake you up when it's time.
Right.
And sure. I was awake for it.
Right.
And some of them weren't, and some of them didn't wake up. So we ran over there, and we had my kite and a flashlight behind it, you know, and we flashed them all, rah, 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 you know, and, like, ran back. We had to run in circles, run back to our cabin, and then pretend that we were sleeping. And, someone actually came over to, like, did you hear what, like, happened? Like, no.
No,
and because he was Australian, he's like, nah, mate. Like,
no, mate. So he was just like,
innocent here.
That's funny.
And it was because it was our last day.
Yeah.
So that's why we were all playing and having some fun.
I guess, technically, I mean, it wasn't camp, but I was in Upward Bound in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, during the summer, actually the most of the summer me and a whole bunch of other kids would stay at CSU, and basically you would, like, take classes and stay in the dorm, like, kind of prepping you for college, but also I feel like mostly prepping you for college, but also, like, make sure these kids don't get into trouble sort of thing.
Right.
I mean, I was still a good kid, but, but we got to do cool things. Like, we went white water rafting.
Was that when you got hit in the face?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
I know. We had we did the kind of the same thing. We went to MSU, though, because I'm from Michigan.
Right.
But that was called 4-H Club.
Right.
Like, usually when we did that, that was part of the 4-H Club. And, you know, my entire family's from the area that, like, surrounds MSU campus.
Right.
So, like, it was always, like, my grandpa would chaperone. And,
That's so funny.
Or when we were done with it, we'd go to another grandparent's house. Then he'd come pick us up and we'd go hang out with him again and do that for like a month and then go back upstate.
Away from home for like a whole month sort of thing. Yeah.
Like that was after camps. Like,
yeah.
That's what we did after camps.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy. I mean, because my camps had, like, so you didn't have, like you said, you didn't really have a summer camp like that.
No, I mean, I didn't go to.
Like, because we had archery, canoeing and kayaking. And we had wall climbing.
Mm.
There was the whole trust fall area.
Right.
It was, you know, pretty standard, you know. Climb this, say something, and then fall back and let them catch you. And then there was the, I can't remember what it was called, but it was a pole that had, I know it had a certain name to it. But basically think of an electric pole, like right outside, that has those old metal leg climbers on them. You climb to the top of it, and then the goal was to climb on top of it, get your feet on top of it,
uh-huh.
jump off and smack a floaty device that was hanging up there.
And was it in the water?
No. This was off the ground, and everyone was on a zip, or not a zip line, but the...
Like the harness.
The harness and the rope, so it's not like you're going to fall to your death.
Right.
No, so you had to try to jump off of the top of a telephone pole and smack a bayou.
Hmm.
And I think only one person in our group, or our class...
Did it?
Was able to do it, because they split us in two classes, and I think one person from each group did it, and each of them, then you're like, oh yeah, they were squirrely enough to be able to pull it off,
right.
Like, but and it was funny because one of them was a stoner and not an athletic person, so you're just like, fuck yeah,
I can
like,
do that. Watch this.
You know, and like, we also had arts and crafts. I think we all had to make those geckos with beads.
I love making those bead lizards. Someone I saw on, I don't know, I think it was Instagram, made, like, they cut up a pool noodle and, like, put it together like one of those giant lizard, like, bead lizards, and put it in the pool. So it's, like, this giant bead pool noodle lizard. I was like, that's smart.
That's actually kind of cool.
Or, like, did you ever make the snake?
No, because I think I only did it once, and I made... if you didn't finish it before you were done, then it had to stay or whatever.
Oh.
If you finished it, you took it with you, and I was almost done with the second one, which would have been like a cobra, I think, is what I was doing.
Because
I had made the snake fat at one end.
Yeah.
But I finished a gecko. I think I made them red and purple.
Hmm.
I'm not sure.
Interesting.
And then, yeah. I can't remember what else. I stuck at the archery. That's probably why I did. Every time they brought archery to school events, I was able to
watch
go up
this.
Into that.
Like,
yeah. Not show off.
No, anything. I know.
I'm not a show off, but I think they did they put $100 bill on a archery. Not $100, $20.
Yeah.
On a target, and I was able to get it.
Nice.
Yeah.
So I was going to say, like, you probably, I mean, I know not show off, but like, you could do it,
right.
Sort of thing. But what about, like, what's, like, your favorite, like, kid summer memory?
Kid summer memory?
Yeah.
Like, I want to say those.
Those are?
It's hard to go that back that far.
I know, right?
Without, like, really sitting and thinking about and concentrating.
Right.
I know when I was really young, I was taken to Disney World. I can't remember if that was summer or not. But it's still fun, you know. I think we have the video somewhere.
Right.
We have a huge conspiracy behind this video, actually. Guys,
I know.
And I don't want to bring it up. Actually, I will.
Do it.
No, I don't want to. Oh. All right, I will. You know
okay.
what? You guys know our friend Elise. We have a suspicion that we were visiting Disney World on the same, like, week, and that we think her and her family are in our family video. But ever since we discovered, like, the date and, like, the years.
General time,
we haven't been able to find this cassette anywhere. And it's because, yes, my grandma had a big video camera with the cassette tape.
Right.
We do have a VCR still?
No.
Well, we're going to have to find one.
If we find the video, we'll buy a VCR.
When we find this video. Because I think it would be super awesome if we were like, no way. This is like the comic book multiverse stuff.
Right.
Like,
that would be so crazy.
I don't know. I just think that's fun.
Because right?
We also wanted to brag to and say, like I was friends with your friends longer than you.
Whatever.
But, you know, it'd be pretty cool. If not, you know, I'm not going to be bummed. It's still a fun story to kind of tell. But if it is, you know how cool and crazy that would be?
That would be so nuts.
That would be nutso. And we were like, yeah, I was about this age. Yeah, me too. Shut up. Like,
no,
where is
shut
that
up.
Video? Now I've got to call my family.
Right. I've never been to Disney World, but, like, a thing, every summer we would, like, usually me and my dad would go to, like, the fair. State fair, because my grandparents lived in a small town that hosted a fair, and
wait, is that the one I went to with you, the corn maze thing?
No. It was like they live like down the, like, we could walk to it,
right,
so we would, like, I would go stay for the summer, or like 5 days, and we would go to the fair for 5 days, me and my dad.
Nice.
Yeah,
that was fun. I mean, we had fairs too.
Yeah.
Fair is probably, I think fairs and what are they, small circus,
mm-hmm.
small carnies. Like, those were always a blast.
Yeah.
Summer, I feel like if you don't go to one as a, I don't know, as a youth. As a youth, then you're not really, or at least your parents or someone's not really letting you explore. Because I feel like that's the time that your parents should learn how to trust you.
Mm-hmm.
And like a carnival's that kind of, like, don't mess around. Because
right.
you could be in it on your own.
Yeah.
like Disney World kind of thing. But,
yeah.
Yeah, no, and I always went for the best cotton candies and best funnel cakes.
I don't remember rides or snacks in particular, but I remember, like, going on rides. Like, the Tilt-A-Whirl was my favorite.
Tilt-A-Whirl was always awesome.
I remember one called the Spider, where it, like, it spins and, like, goes like a wave, sort of,
like,
and
a
then like
whirly dirly spin,
and then your seat, your whatever,
right.
also spins.
Oh, would, like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
And, of course, the Gravitron, always.
Gravitron. I remember that day very, very well.
Yeah?
Yeah, because people are crazy when it comes to that thing. But my brother, I think he regrets it because he was sick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it happened right before, like, or, like, we just finished in the food court, and he's like, oh, my God, I don't feel good.
Right.
And we're like, oh, crap, well, I want to go on this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I went on it, when I went out. Actually, I went on it a couple times after that in different places. But when I went on it with you at a Stampede,
yeah.
that was the time that I was like, I just learned that I can't breathe in those situations.
Yeah. Just thinking about it, like, just the way my head, like, how I get headaches and, mm-hmm. like, spinning and stuff, I don't know if I could do any spinny rides,
right.
like, as a 30-ish person.
As a 30-ish person.
Like,
I think the Gravitron is still one of my favorites, though. It's just, damn.
I'll be on the Ferris wheel.
Right.
Even though those go up really high too, at least they're not like spinning.
Right.
But like, yeah, I remember fairs and camping.
Yeah.
Camping.
Yeah.
Big deal.
Camping has always been a big thing in my life.
It's so because we've talked about our childhood camping experiences before, and like it's just so different how. I mean, our campings were different. Like, I tent camped. On a lake,
mm-hmm.
but it's like flat lake. Like there was not,
right.
wasn't any trees. It was super open, and
a
that was about it.
Minor, carved in trees or campgrounds.
Right,
yep.
And like super like beaches and a pool and like shower. Didn't you say showers and stuff
yeah,
too?
Mine, like, yeah, mine had like some had parking lots at the shower rooms with the pools.
Right, I'm like. Nowhere I ever camped had a pool.
Or if you were young and you were staying in the park for like a week, like I did in the summertime, you would ride your bike up to the gas station and buy them all of their goods.
Right, I'm sure.
Or
they appreciate
there's Spice
that.
Girl suckers that had stickers of the Spice Girls on the wrappers.
Oh my gosh, I remember that. I always remember because there's the little.
We're like, buying a candy for a summer girlfriend and ate it before I got to her. So.
I got you this wrapper.
No,
I know.
Threw it away. Didn't even mention it.
Right. No, a snack that I always remember getting at the like little shop. Actually, two snacks, which are really weird for me because I don't eat them now, are the cookies and cream Hershey's, which I don't really like right now, and
don't like that, no.
The big, like the really long watermelon Laffy Taffys.
Oh yeah, like with the seeds.
With the seeds in it, yeah.
Yeah. Did you throw those up? No. Okay, you didn't. Then it was me. I liked those too until
yeah.
I threw them up.
Oh gosh.
Spoiler alert. No, I like it's because I ate a watermelon one with the one with the crunchies on them. You remember
oh.
the berry one with the crunchies on
I
it?
I think so, yeah.
So I ate like two of those back to back.
Right.
And that's why I got sick. It wasn't because it was a watermelon.
Yeah.
I was a kid, come on.
Right. Are there any snacks like as not like today but like as an adult-ish that you're like oh I can't wait for summer to have
can't wait for summer to have when it comes to a snack
yeah or food like
that's tough I guess sloppy joes to me are a summer thing sloppy
okay.
joes and brats on the grill
yeah
like that's kind of my summer food in a sense
right.
or snack
FYI.
I think I changed chips too. Like, for some reason, I always eat Fritos in the summer.
In the summer, that's true. That's so weird.
It's so strange.
I was going to say, if you didn't know, brats and air fryer are really, really good if you don't have a grill.
Hmm.
Just so you know. They're just...
You're telling them, not me.
I'm telling, yeah.
Because I had this for dinner with you the other night.
The people listening.
The people just listening.
Put brats and hot dogs in an air fryer. It's awesome.
Right.
Not so much...
Oh, and drive-in. I went to the drive-in a lot. It was like a religious thing in my area.
Like the drive-in movies?
Drive-in movies, yep.
I've only been to a drive-in movie once, and that was in Fort Collins.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy crap. What'd you see?
The first... I don't remember what the second movie was, but the first movie was Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Damn. Shit. Like, I think... Like, the drive-in might have been another rite of passage as a teen.
Yeah.
Like, because that's when you would get to go, oh, look... My group of friends are here. I'm going to go hang out with them.
Right.
All right, but you have to be back here before the second movie starts.
Right.
You know, because the first movie at the drive-in is usually for kids.
Yeah.
Not usually.
It's not.
Half the time. Like, yeah. I can recall seeing... let's see. I can't remember if I saw Up there or not. I did see the first Final Fantasy movie that came out, the CGI one there.
They had that at the theater?
I saw Next at the theater. I did see the first Pirates of the Caribbean because that was when I brought a sleeping bag and a pillow and I went on top of our Suburban and just laid there all night. I was like, fuck this. Like, I'm not going to sit in the car with my family.
Screw you guys. I'm sleeping up here.
Right. I was there for the Titanic movie. My mom... And I think it was my stepdad or her friend. I can't remember. Might have been her friend. I had to hold up a blanket during the scenes.
Paint me like one of your French girls.
And the sex scene.
Oh, like, the sex scene.
I was like, why there's not even much there? Whatever.
Right. Titties.
Oh, man. I thought I could pull another one out of my head really quick. No, but like, yeah. Because that was on Fridays or Saturdays, you'd always run into your friends or your friends from other schools.
Right.
Their friends, which are usually like girls you've never dated or seen before.
She goes to another school.
That's literally how it worked in my area. Like you always met up at the drive-in.
Right.
Like,
that's so crazy.
We had a putt-putt course off to the side and volleyball in the back.
It's such a bummer that we've been to Michigan so many times over the summer and we haven't gone to a movie yet. We tried, we're going to go last summer, but I don't remember what happened.
We'll pull it off.
We'll do it.
But it just hasn't been the appropriate movie.
That's true. No, I was going to say.
Because you got to go hang out for the first one and then watch the second one. That's how it works.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had the, you know, the radio station, change your car station to this, or pull the speaker into your car.
Into your car.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
Waiting in concessions is always a big thing, even if you, like, only had enough for a Laffy Taffy watermelon. Like,
right.
That's all you would go wait in line for because sometimes your friends are working the line.
Exactly.
They always had I think they always had like a raffle too, like if you want a popcorn or if you want a thing or whatever.
Mm.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I have to take you for sure. Yeah. I can't believe we've been together for so long. I'm not even going to state it. We've been together for so long and you haven't gone to the drive-in. Wow.
We should.
In my area. I would just say in my area.
Make it a summer goal to go to the drive-in movie this summer.
Okay.
In Fort Collins.
Oh, in Fort Collins this summer. Okay.
Yeah, not going
to. Yeah, yeah. Just go to Michigan just to go to.
No. Nope.
I was like, they are posting their season and everything. I've been seeing it the past 2 days. But yeah, the Cherry Bowl drive-in. That's what mine is called.
I think the one in Fort Collins is called the Holiday Twin.
Holiday Twin.
Yeah.
Nice.
I think.
That's fun. I don't know. What else did you have for the summer? Did you have a summer drink? Mine was Slurpees until I realized heartburn wasn't my friend.
Right. I don't know if I had, like, I think it kind of, like, ebbs and flows. Because, yeah. I mean, for a while I, like, didn't drink Diet Coke religiously.
Right.
And so, like, my summer was sunflower seeds and Diet Coke.
Sunflower
like,
seeds and Diet Coke.
Yeah. Super healthy. But like I went through like a diet cherry limeade at Sonic phase.
Oh, at Sonic
phase. It's been a while for that, nice. Which I almost stopped and got one today because it sounded really good. But like,
Right.
I don't drink a lot of, like, I'm not like a juice person or like
right.
different stuff. It's usually like soda or water or coffee. Hmm. I mean, obviously, I don't drink hot coffee in the summer, but I right. drink iced coffee almost all year round. But
speaking of like heartburn, my go-to drink is usually a nice freaking glass of lemonade. So weird. I'm old school like that.
You've been slamming lemonade lately.
Lemonade.
I like a good Arnold Palmer too in the summer. Some yeah. tea and lemonade mix. That's always nice.
Gatorade was another thing I did, but I always did the light stuff because it wasn't as like gummy in your throat.
Yeah.
But like I remember like one of my routines after, no, it wasn't after high school. It was still during the summers of high school year. Where, like, me and my friends would just go to the market, grab the big Gatorades, grab yeah. a sandwich from the deli, and head down to the beach.
Yeah. Make a day of it.
Yeah, and skateboard.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you, is there any, like, songs or, like, music artists that make you, like, those are good summer songs?
So you want good ones like, I like?
Yeah.
Ones I like.
That, like, remind you of summer, that you like remind to listen to summer. In the summer.
Hmm. Usually the Fratellis is a summertime for me.
Oh, yeah. All, like, I can
see
that.
The Fratellis in general. Yeah, we're using a different mic, too, everyone. Sorry about that. No, like, yeah, Fratellis, for some reason, is one of my summer go-tos. And I think Royal Blood and Death From Above music, so, like, bass-driven, upbeat yeah. music in a way. But songs that I think of aren't, I don't think are the best songs in the world. They're just songs that I think of because of the time they came out. But
right.
I think it was Airplanes, B.O.B., and Party in the USA. Yeah.
Those are summer songs, though, I think.
Yeah. I mean, for sure, it's just not saying that they're my favorite
right.
songs.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like I get, like, I'm not saying poppy, but, like, more, because I usually, like, I mean, I've been listening to super moody Midwest emo
right.
whatever, and like now I'm like we should have some like more positive and
right.
like fun music. I've been really randomly a bunch of like older Gorillaz songs have come on
oh, yeah.
playlist, and I'm like that feels like
had,
summer.
Always had room yeah. for Gorillaz.
And Atmosphere has always been a summer.
Oh,
like,
I can see that. I can feel that.
Can feel that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang. I feel like that list could go on, but I can't, like, without sitting here and really racking my brain. I guess Bowling for Soup, but Bowling for Soup is still a year-round thing for me. But
right.
I do go harder in the summertime.
Right. I feel like also, mostly because I, like, remember, like, it was in my CD player or my headphones, like, all summer was when Lies for the Liars came out.
Oh, okay.
Like, that's all I listened to. Because
right.
it was, like, it came out right before I went on a road trip, mm-hmm. which is also summer things that we've done
right
and enjoy. I think
I mean classic road trip
right, but like yeah, Lies Were the Liars, that album reminds me of summer as well.
Yeah, summer vibes, yo.
Right.
I don't know, I'm pretty excited. We were rainy this year and we're getting hot again, but that just means hopefully we'll just Colorado will look beautiful.
I know. It was so like I feel like I don't blah, 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 blah. Haven't seen it like this green
mm-hmm.
in a really long time.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited.
Yeah. As long as it doesn't burn. No one do anything fucking stupid.
Right. Please don't. Like our neighbors burning trash.
Constantly.
Or whatever they're doing over there. I hope you can hear me. I hope you're listening to the podcast.
Right?
No. I hope you're not. No, yeah. Do it. We could use the listens.
Yeah. But yeah. So I'm going to tell you one thing that I for sure want to do this summer, and you tell me one thing you want to for sure do this summer.
Okay.
Do you have an idea?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah?
I guess.
I mean, we kind of already said it, but I for sure want to go to the drive-in.
Oh, okay. I want to go camping.
Perfect. There we go.
Because camping's awesome and fun, especially in Colorado.
Yeah.
But, and since it's a little cooler, it won't fry my body to pieces.
Okay. You've come back looking kind of like bacon.
Usually, always.
Yeah.
Like, not... I think the last time was the only time I prepared ahead really well.
Yeah.
And
we were only up there for like a day,
yeah.
so it wasn't too bad.
But I'm excited to go camping and to the drive-in.
Me too.
I hope you all plan something fun for your summer too.
Yeah, and at the end of the summer, we're celebrating our 10-year wedding anniversary, so that's like kind of like a hurrah thing.
A hurrah.
Right.
An hurrah.
Oh, God. You sounded just like the guy from Call of Duty.
That's what I was going to say. It's going to be a Call of Duty summer. Hurrah.
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 You have to make the zombie noises that.
We're going to make zombie noises now. Let's send them out with a good zombie noise. Bye.
Bye.